Om Shanti. Caring for the self. Taking care of the self spiritually, emotionally, and physically is very important for our own well-being. It also allows us to serve others with clarity, respect, and care. So let me give myself some quality time and have a dialogue with myself to empower myself spiritually, emotionally, in preparation to serve myself and serve others. As I sit here in silence, I ask myself, who am I really? When I introduce myself to others, what do I tell them? I may tell them my name, my occupation, my relationship. Is that all me? Is there anything more I can think about myself? As I ponder over these thoughts, I begin to see another layer emerging from deep within myself. I have feelings, I have thoughts, I have emotions, I even have memories. All these subtle aspects are contained in a tiny living energy. The living light in the center of my forehead. The mind, the intellect, the subconsciousness all together make up the soul. When I hold this self-awareness in my consciousness, I can see these three faculties working in harmony with each other. I begin to feel the inner peace, inner power, as I am totally aware of my true self. Let me spend the next few minutes just focusing on this being of light in the center of my forehead. I am light. I am a pure consciousness, a living being, full of peace and love. I, the being of light, I am eternal, immortal, imperishable, living light. In this soul conscious awareness, the positive values deep within begin to emerge. I am peace. I am a peaceful soul. Vibrations of peace fills my mind. My mind has become like a calm lake. I enjoy this moment of being at peace with myself. This inner peace is filled with inner power, willpower. I experience myself becoming weightless, so light that I can move away from this body. And I see myself floating beyond this body, enjoying freedom. I am light. I am peace. I am love. I am full of power. Let me hold these values for a few more seconds before I embark on the journey of life. Om Shanti. Shanti. Good evening. Before we share anything further, I would like to ask each one of you a question to ask yourself. Very simple. Who is the most important person in your life? Who is the most important person in your life? I am sure majority of you, in fact, all of you, have this answer from deep within. It's me. Right? It's me. I, the soul, I am the most important person in my life. So I become a VIP. Very important person. And we know that VIPs are always met with an appointment. You can't meet a VIP just like that. So I am a VIP. So just look at your life. Do you ever make an appointment with yourself to have a dialogue with yourself? Why we want to meet people? To have a dialogue? And why we want to have a dialogue? Because we get to know each other. So when we make an appointment, have a dialogue with ourselves, we come close to ourselves. Now we are with strangers. And when I come close to myself, I am able to understand myself better. And I can be myself when I am around people. I don't need to pretend I am somebody else. And not that, my experience is that we are able to care for others, serve others much better because we get to know them as they are, because we get to know ourselves as we are. So what I find is that, you know, taking care of ourselves spiritually, emotionally, physically is a sign of our well-being. So when I am able to have the feeling of well-being, I have more clarity, more acceptance of others. So I am able to serve others better. But one problem with Brahmins is that when we become spiritual, we have a kind of misunderstanding. We think that we must take care of the soul. We must take care of the spirit. So we concentrate too much on the spiritual aspect of life and neglect the spiritual, physical. And that is why many Brahmins suffer from imbalance. Somehow this connotation, to be spiritual means not to take care of the body. But in fact, the definition of spirituality is having a balance of body, mind and spirit. But maybe some people unfortunately connect self-care as being selfish, you know, or self-centered, and because of that they feel like it is better to concentrate on the soul instead of the body. But in fact, what we learn from Baba's knowledge is two things become the key for self-care. Self-awareness and self-mastery. That is why first lesson is a very, very important lesson, body and soul. Physical and non-physical, understanding the importance of both. And so only when we go through this journey, you know, the spiritual journey inner journey, understanding who am I, where I have come from, why I am here, we will not be able to keep the balance. So I think what we need in order to go through the process of self-care, we need to prepare ourselves with some resources. Because it is a process. Self-care is not done in one day. It's a process. And so you need to prepare your mind, your intellect, your sanskara, your time, everything for ready for this inner journey. So I am just going to share with you today some simple, very, very simple habits that we can bring it into our life to show that we care for ourselves. And you know what is the definition of a habit? Repeated action. Any action you repeat, it becomes a habit. And any habit you repeat, it becomes a sanskara. I hope this simple habits that we are going to share tonight will guide you on the path of self-care, so that not only you care for yourself, but you also share that care with others through your inspiration. So let us start. What is the first habit I need to bring it into my life? It's a habit, repeated action in my Brahmin life, is to make a winning start of the day. And that can be done in three ways. First, rising early in the morning. We are always told, you know, it is better to sleep early and wake up early to become wise. So rising early, of course we know what time, but in Laukik world they say before the sunrise. But for us it is even before that. So rising early. And secondly, having an attitude of gratitude, which is very, very powerful. Because this gratitude has so much of energy in it that it gives you a kind of booster. So create an attitude. I have done it myself and I do it until today. That is one of my best practice for self-care. After saying good morning to Baba, the second thing is expressing my gratitude to everything around me. And sometimes I started a book called Gratitude Book. And at least I write down two things every day for which I am grateful. This attitude of gratitude shows your altitude of self-care. And the third aspect is revise your affirmative thoughts many times during the day. We must always wake up with one positive affirmative thought. One warning, you know, we are always told for the first hour, don't touch your mobile. It does not exist. It is like an evil spirit. Once you touch it, finish. All your energy is gone. So the habit that I need to bring it into my life is these three things to begin with. Rise early, create an attitude of gratitude, have an affirmative positive thought to begin your day. And if you have this best practice, you will find so much of energy being generated, both your body and mind. And the second thing I would suggest is boost your emotional and physical immunity. Immunity is very, very important. You know, based on our physical immunity, our health is measured. When we have health not so well, it is due to our low immunity. So how do you boost your immunity physically and spiritually? Once Dr. Satish Gupta had suggested, keep your team positive for the first 4 hours every morning, 4 to 8, say for example. Now, team means T represents thoughts, A represents attitude, E represents emotion, M memories. Why it is important? Because the body produces one kind of hormone, and if my team is not positive, that hormone can be negative effect on the harmony of the organs of the body. So it can lead to ill health. You know, this is why nowadays doctors have been saying most of the sicknesses are psychosomatic. So develop a habit to boost your physical and emotional immunity by keeping your 4 hours to begin the day, keep your team positive. Let it, no other negativity comes in. And of course, for that, you know, we have a very good routine in Brahmin life. 30 minutes at least meditation. And then after that, we have wisdom, knowledge that boosts our intellect. So there is no chance for our systems to go wrong. So that is the second habit you can try to bring it into your life. Now the third one, which is very simple, nourish your mind with pure information diet. We are living in IT world. We are bombarded with lots of information. So you need to be very, very attentive what information you take. I was remembering today's blessing. You know, people can come to you and talk about all worldly things. So it is up to me whether I take it, absorb it, and then, as we say, you know, increase our baggage, unnecessary baggage. So this is why Baba always inspires us to have pure, powerful, positive information. If it is not, don't listen to such information. It's up to you, you know, what you want to take and what you don't want to take. So consume content. Information is like content. So consume content that are rich in some values like compassion, acceptance, respect, patience, forgiveness, so that when we consume such kind of diet, then I am able to keep my health, mental, intellectual health in the right condition. Of course, together with that, what is very important is study of knowledge. Because just 7 days course is not enough. That is just ABCD. But the more I pay attention to listen to Baba's Murli, listen, read and study the Murli, the more I am able to keep my system in the way, I am able to keep it positive. And the last thing, my experience is, we have to increase resilience. You know, we are not living in a very comfortable world. There are upheavals, problems, situations coming suddenly. So I have to develop resilience to boost my energy. So that could be the second habit, which is nourishing my mind with pure information diet. So what we are going to do is we pause here for 3 minutes and we provide some positive information for our mind and intellect to boost our energy level right now. So we have a short commentary. So you can enjoy being that and see the level of your energy, how it is increasing to become more positive. Om Shanti. Reconnect and recharge. Let us disconnect ourselves from everything around us and practice looking at ourselves, asking a simple question: who am I? I, the creator of every thought, feeling, word and behavior. I, the eternal being. I am the energy, the soul. Let me look at myself. Let me focus in the center of my forehead and visualize a very subtle shining point of light. I, the energy, the master, resides here and take charge of this body. I, the being in the center of the forehead, radiate God's purity to every cell of my body. My body is healed with God's energy. I, the being, I am embodiment of peace. Peace is my original nature. I am full of peace. I, the being, radiate God's love to every soul around me. I, the divine being, full of God's love, purity and peace, vibrate these out into the universe. I, the soul, detach myself I see myself moving beyond this body, traveling upwards, rising above the planet. I am going home, crossing the sun, the moon and the stars. I have reached my home. It is a region of divine light, golden red light, a land of complete stillness and peace. Peace all around me. This is my home. In this home of golden red light, I see before me a bright shining point of light, the supreme power, my Father, just like me, ocean of divinity and unconditional love. I, the soul, I am sitting with God in my home. I, the soul, I am experiencing all relationships with God. My Father, Mother, Guide, my friend, my companion, God's unconditional love is flowing towards me. I, the soul, I am getting filled with God's love. God, the supreme power, the ocean of peace, ocean of love is my Father. I take these and spread into the world. It is reaching every soul looking for peace. I am a radiator of God's around me. I, the divine being of light, am full of God's love. I take this love and let this love reach out to the world. God's power gives me the strength, the almighty authority fills me with all his powers. I am totally energized, recharged, in his company. And now slowly, I, the soul, I prepare myself to return from my home to this world to play my part. I have returned to this world into my body and see myself sparkling in the forehead, radiating God's peace, God's love, and God's power out into the world. I am peace. I am love. I am full of energy. I am totally empowered. Om Shanti. Move on to the fourth habit, which we practice in Brahma Kumaris very regularly, but some of us sometimes, as we become old Brahmins, we take it for granted. You know, in Baba's knowledge, in Baba's family, we have the system of reconnecting and recharging every hour, if we want to, once in few hours, before we wake up. There is another opportunity before we go to bed. So certain habit, we have to make it as a discipline. So when I am able to emerge in this break, you know, if I am able to emerge, one of the qualities, one of the values of the soul, and hold it even for a few seconds, it's really a booster. You know, you need to experiment yourself, experience it and see for yourself. So what I would say that as is, activate these traffic controls are like activating my body and mind so that I am able to recharge and renew, rejuvenate myself. What is important for caring the self is rejuvenation, both the spirit and the body. So this habit we already have, but we need to underline it a little bit more so that we are able to make it like a important aspect. You know, I remember when Bab Dada started this 1 hourly break, it was because Baba wanted us to practice bodiless stage every hour. Traffic control also because Baba wanted us to teach ourselves the art of stopping our thoughts in a second. So we must go back to that habit once again. And the fourth habit I would suggest is go on an information diet. You need to make sure, because thoughts are the diet for the soul. There are 4 things that we consume in our Brahmin life. You know, what you see, what you hear, what you speak, and what you read. So I need to make sure that these are the contents that I am consuming. These are like diets. So I have to make sure I have the power of discrimination, what to see, what to hear, what to read, you know, so that I can only take that which is correct content, so that my health, both physical and spiritual health, will remain okay. Because like today Baba said, somebody will come and talk to you about waste. Don't listen to it. But we can't do anything by listening to it. We only create weakness as a layer in our mind, and then it becomes like an unnecessary baggage. So just make sure that you go on, not other diet, information diet. So what you consume, you check. Number five habit is very much connected with our karma. Keep your karma right. Karma includes everything. Everything. Our looking, our breathing, our walking, eating, taking care of karma, consciously, actually, here reference is given to words. You know, sometimes Brahmins, we don't take care of the words that we speak. Many times Baba reminds us, but we don't pay so much of attention. So let the words become like blessings. So which means that I assess my words before I speak. That is why the karma means before you think, before you speak, think about the consequences. Before you act, think about the consequences. So then, because it is karma that creates destiny. So if I have attention on myself, I am taking care of myself, that will be shown very much through the quality of words. One word can rise somebody's life to the sky, another word can bring them down. So it is, every word has power, and every word, like thought, radiates vibration, energy to your body and to the atmosphere. No, that is why in olden days people used to say the walls also got ears. They can also speak. That means the vibrations of the words are absorbed by elements of matter also. So that means it will echo to me after some time. So if I want to create a powerful atmosphere, so I have to pay a lot of attention to the quality of words, how it is spoken, so that it generates energy for my body, the vibrations in the atmosphere, and that will echo back to me. That is something which is very important. And another aspect of karma is your consciousness, the quality of karma while you are earning money. You know, it is an invisible energy. If you are earning money in a wrong way, it is a wrong energy that is generated. It doesn't show your self-care. Everything you buy with money has vibrations of your energy. You know, whatever you earn and whatever you buy, it has your energy. So that is why money earned, every with purity has high vibrations. So it is very important, my intention, my motive while earning my money, so that that money generates energy to create my fortune. I remember, you know, in the beginning of the yajna, we did not even accept money or anything that was brought by Agyani souls in Baba's home. Those days, olden days. Because it was not earned with pure intention. But of course now Baba has allowed souls to create their fortune, whatever way they can. So it is also karma. So I need to check my intention of earning money, spending money, so that I don't create more burden for myself. And of course, another aspect, create, change your destiny with every meal. This is a very important aspect of self-care, because we drink water several times a day. We have three meals a day. So do we convert, as a sign of self-care, every time we take a sip of water, do we have soul consciousness? Do we have spiritual awareness? I remember Dadi Gulzar also was reminding us, how many times you drink water? You know, even in that time, if you just become aware of one value of the soul, one quality of Baba, you are actually purifying the water. You are making water into nectar. And you know, every meal that we take, it should be taken not just as an ordinary action, it's a ritual. Just like you offer it to Baba, it's a ritual, isn't it? You offer it to Baba for Baba's vibration to be filled in the food. And then you eat in the remembrance of Baba. You are turning the food into prasads, holy foods. So how much purification of the body takes place by eating food in the remembrance of Baba? So that is why Baba emphasizes for us to eat in silence. Because you cannot convert ordinary food into holy prasad if you are talking and eating. It must be done in silence. So three things play an important role here. The food bought. What kind of money was used to buy the food? Food cooked in what consciousness? And food eaten. That is why I think mindfulness is a very important practice that helps us to show the care we have for ourselves and for others. Because when you are eating food in the remembrance, naturally you create an atmosphere that inspires others also. So that is something that we can develop to show the self-care. It's the body eats, but the mind need to be in the present. That is mindfulness. But when we are eating, our mind is everywhere. We are not taking care. So that is an attention that I need to keep for myself. And the last habit, of course, before sleeping. You know, we need to have a deep restful sleep in order to have a healthy body and healthy mind. And recently only Avyakt Bhavdada was talking about one of the reasons why we don't have good Amrit Vela. The reason is we have not followed one of the Srimad that Baba gave us. We become careless, and as a result of that, we don't have powerful Amrit Vela. The direction from Baba is to sit with Baba before sleeping, give all the news of the day to Baba, clear your mind, make your mind light, and then go to sleep. So I think this is very important, because if you don't have sound sleep, because two things are important in self-care, food and sleep. You know, if you don't eat right type of food at the right time, in the right way, that also affects the body. And if you don't have right number of hours of sleep, if not number of hours, but at least quality sleep, again, you are not able to feel good. Now, some time ago, somebody asked this question, why do we eat and why do we sleep? Is it necessary? Which is more important, sleep or eat? Of course, sleep. Because when you have good rest, then you are able to make up for the hunger later. So the question is, who sleeps? Anybody know? Did you sleep last night? Who slept? How many of you think body slept? Raise your hand. Very few. How many of you think soul slept? Nobody. So who slept? Did you sleep or not? What is sleep? Sleep is only simple definition Baba has given. When the soul energy uses this body, organs of the body whole day, the soul says, now I am tired, using the body whole day, so it wants to detach itself from the body. So disengaging myself from the sense organs is what is called sleep. When you are not totally detached from the body, you don't feel you had good sleep. So if you want to have that good sleep, what habit we should have during the day? So somebody has suggested, take four types of rest during the day. Rest is separate from sleep, right? So if you take these four types of rest, then you can have quality sleep. We only need 6 hours of quality sleep. Right? Yogis don't need a lot. So what is rest? First is what we need, sensory rest. The eyes. Nowadays, it's the eyes which are really active for more than hours in the day, always watching the computer, watching the screen. So we need to make a habit, every now and then close your eyes. Just rest your eyes. Let it have sensory rest every now and then. So when you go to bed, it's easy to fall asleep. The nerves are already comfortable. And the second thing is a mental rest. Mental rest during the day. That means thinking too much and thinking too much waste. And thinking too much waste about others. So that is what we have to stop. What Baba said the other day, mind your own business. You know, think about your self-progress. Because this is what actually makes our mind heavy. So even though you are on the bed, you don't go to sleep. That is second rest. And third is actually emotional rest. Many of us have the habit of, you know, making other people's problem our problem. Interfere emotionally in other people's life, other people's stories. It is not even mine. So when I am emotionally imbalanced, I cannot rest, I cannot go to sleep. And last rest is physical rest, which is called Shavasana, death posture. Even though you may not have, say for example, afternoon nap time, but at least you can find a few minutes to lie on the floor flat like a tortoise. You know, just death posture, where you are totally detached from the body. You are in the body, but you are not of the body. So in that way, four types of rest will allow you to have good sleep. So the proof of you are taking care of yourself properly is you can rest well. You know, you are conqueror of sleep. You can sleep when you want, you can wake up when you want. Because sleep plays a very important role in allowing the body systems to work, you know, in harmony. So try to experiment, but you have to start now. You cannot, you know, when you want to experiment with something, we want to do it today and now. So I would suggest, start it from tonight when you are in Madhuban, all these seven steps, habits, and of course sometimes bad company, influence of company makes us drift away from the habit that we have developed, but don't be influenced by those bad company. You have your own determination and continue with the seven habits. And I'm sure we are able to not only take care of ourselves, we become a source of inspiration. Others will automatically take care of themselves by our practical example. So that is what I wanted to share with all of you. Hopefully, some of these simple steps will help you to make your life more smooth and more balanced so that you are able to receive blessings and enjoy bliss. So we will have another commentary which is very much connected with acceptance. I need to teach myself to let go and accept. Then only I can be easy with myself and I can be easy with others. So let us have another few minutes of meditation and we will continue until 7:30. But before that, if anybody has any burning question, I don't mind taking up one or two questions, not too many. Anything? Anyone? You are satisfied? Okay, that is great. So let us go beyond sound and be with ourselves and be with Baba. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Sit comfortably. Gently withdraw from all distractions. Just be with yourself. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale slowly. I draw attention inwards into my mind. I observe thoughts on the screen of my mind. I hear a chatter of several thoughts. I gently step back to take a broader look. I see a spectrum of accumulated negative thoughts and emotions. I know they are all my creation, and now they are crowding my inner space. I take few minutes to release them. It is time to let go and be light. I visualize myself like a bird on the tree, a bird yet to spread wings and take a flight, a bird who has held on the branches within to let go of it. I too have held on to the emotions which are not letting me light and fly. I look my mind and check what are all I am holding on, and I start letting them go, healing my doubts. I release my baggage of expectations. Expectations from myself. Expectation of always being right, being better, being in control of people and situations. My expectation has created self-criticism and guilt. It is time to heal myself. It was all in the past. I am a different person now. I am powerful. I am peaceful. I am happy and content. I stand by myself gently and lovingly. I embrace myself with all my strength and few weaknesses. I accept myself completely. I am unique. I am a beautiful being. My self-worth is not based on achievements. My self-worth is not based on people's opinions. I am perfect and fine. I am always successful. I am happy in every situation. I am successful because I am calm, even when there is chaos outside. I have harmony in all relationships. I am successful because I work with honesty. I thank every challenge that has made me stronger. I let go of my past unfulfilled expectation. I release them. I am now in the present. I enjoy my journey towards my goal. I hold on to the compass of my values and principles. I love myself for who I was, who I am, and who I will become. Contentment with everything. I have everything I want. I am ready to work on myself gently, calmly, positively, confidently, as I become more caring for the self, forgiving and kind towards myself. My emotional wounds are healed as I let go. I feel free. I feel light. I feel happy. Om Shanti.